Good morning. Happy New Year. Blessed New Year. You know, we were driving by and we didn't see any traffic, and all the Dunkin' Donuts looked empty. We said, everybody's sleeping in. But we said, everybody can't wait to get to church because we're going to start the new year off right. Amen. The Holy Spirit is drawing them, and they can't resist. They have to be in church. Amen. That's how I feel this morning. Praise God. Praise God. This is going to be a phenomenal year. Amen. Say it after me. This is going to be a phenomenal year. Amen. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. One person does. I'm teasing you. You all do, right? Glory to God. We're going to talk to you about these next 21 days about fasting and prayer. And we're going to kick this off right. Amen. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. Let's just pray over the word. Father, I just thank you this morning for your word. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray today that you will anoint these words and that the words that you need to come out of this mouth and out of this vessel will come out this morning. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. There's so much. I've been listening to fasting and prayer all week long. I started early because I have to be away for a few days, but I started a week ago. So I've been really feeling and listening, and it's just so much. You know, information is so much in the Bible about fasting, and yet there's so little teaching. There's so little teaching on it in the churches, amen? Except for maybe once a year. So I just tried to pull together and pray and ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that, you know, that we need to hear today, amen? Number one, there's no greater time to fast than at the beginning of the year because you know what? It's what you do in the morning that sets your day, isn't it? If you pray in the morning, it sets the course for the rest of your day. If you read your Bible in the morning, it sets your course for the rest of the day. If you go to church on Sundays, it sets your course for the rest of the week. Amen? And if you fast at the beginning of the year, it's the best time because it'll set your course for the rest of the year, for 2023. And I know you probably have 100 sayings. I've heard a million sayings on 2023, you know. We're just believing for a phenomenal year, amen? And you can make it rhyme if you want to. Hallelujah. So I want to first start talking about, I want to give you some different nuggets. I'm going to try to give you some applicable stuff, and I'm going to try to get all of this done in 27 minutes and 12 seconds, but it says, first I want to talk about the power of fasting, amen? We believe in the power of fasting. We're not doing we're not fasting just because another church fasts or our leaders fast, or even though we should follow after our leaders, amen? But we actually, Pastor Ed and I, we believe in the power of fasting. Before we ever set on the road to come back here, we were always fasting and prayer. Pastor taught me how to fast. Right after we got married, he said, we're going to fast. I'm like, really? What's that? So he gives me a book. Here, read this. And we were always fasting, 3 days, 7 days, 21 days. It was just always fasting. And honestly, I'm not sure if we knew what we were doing, but we were seeking God. That was what we were doing. Amen? And so we did what we knew to do at that time. And honestly, I'm not sure if we would have heard from God if we weren't fasting along the way. And then, of course, once we got back here, during the times and the years, you know, it seemed like every stressful moment we had to go on a fast. We didn't know what else to do, so we would fast. A lot of times we didn't fast by choice. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. But the Bible teaches us about fasting and prayer. Jesus did it for 40 days. Moses and Elijah did it for 40 days. Daniel did it for 21 days. Paul did it for 10 days, 14 days, 7 days. And often he said, I was in fastings. The early church fasted. Peter did it for 3 days. And the early church fasted and had days of fasting on the Day of Atonement, always. Amen? And Jesus said, when you fast. Let's look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 6, 16. He didn't say, if you fast. Listen, if you never fast, God's not going to be upset at you. But we're going to talk to you about some of the benefits of fasting and what happens when you do fast. It is not a law. It is not like you better fast or you're going to hell or God's not going to show up. Or listen, if you got faith, God will show up. Amen? Faith in the Word of God. But fasting breaks things that haven't been broken. Fasting brings the increases the anointing. It increases the presence of God in your life. Not during the fast. A lot of times it's not until after the fast. Because a lot of times during the fast, you feel like all hell is around you and you're wondering, where is God? I just want to go out and have a bag of chips. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus is talking here. He says, moreover, when you fast, say when you fast, not if you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. That means, I like that where it says sad countenance. That means even in your household, I'm fasting, don't bother me. I'm hungry. I'm just, you know, we don't even say we're fasting. We just use it as an excuse sometimes to act miserable. What we say to each other around our house is, a lot of good that fast is doing you. But he says, disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they already have their reward. When you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now you say, Pastor Judy, if we're going on a church-wide fast, what does that mean about being secret? Because everybody in church is going to know because we're on a church-wide fast. That's okay. We're doing it together. We're in support together. We're going to be praying together. But it doesn't mean we have to go let the whole world know. It doesn't mean we'd have to let our kids know. We don't have to let our job know. We don't have to make a big deal about it. The big deal is between us and God. The big deal is between us and God. So Jesus is saying here, when you fast, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father. Remember, you are fasting to your Father, amen, who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly, amen. Jesus is talking about here. He said, when you fast, there's going to be open rewards. You say, I just want to be spiritual and secret. And no, God wants to reward you. He knows. Jesus knows that Jesus knew what it was like to go on a 40-day fast. Amen? Hallelujah. So the Bible teaches that if you're a believer, you will fast. Amen? It's important for you to fast. I want to talk about a story this morning in the book of Exodus, the 17th chapter, because it has a lesson to teach us about fasting indirectly. It's not necessarily about fasting, but it kind of teaches us about what we do with the physical has to do with what happens in the spiritual. Amen? So it's a story of Moses and the Amalekites and the children of Israel fighting the Amalekites. Let's look at Exodus chapter 17. And this is a little small portion of scripture, but I want you to go through it with me, okay? Verse 8, it says, now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand, say held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Now God commanded Moses here. He commanded him as long as he had his hands, as long as he had that, them raised toward heaven in obedience to God, what God told him to do. This was a physical command. As long as he had those hands, he could have said, oh, I don't know if I have to have my, did I hear God? That's crazy. What's a big deal, you know? Just win the war, you know, or whatever. But as long as he had the hands up, raised toward heaven in obedience and what God told him to do, what he did with his body, as long as he had them raised, the Bible says that Israel defeated the Amalekites in the battle, and they were fighting, but when he became fatigued and weary, the Bible says, be not weary in due season, you reap, amen? Became fatigued and weary, his hands began to come down, and two men, Aaron and Hur, ran up and began to hold his hands up. But as long, catch it now, catch this, as long as he had physical obedience, he was winning the battle in the unseen world. Because of his physical obedience, it reinforced the angels. Because of his hands being left, like I said, you can say, God's going to win this battle. I don't have to lift my hands. I don't have to fast. I don't have to pray. That's not true. God speaks to us as long as he had his hands lifted up, because physical obedience connects to a spiritual release. When we have physical obedience to God, when we are lifting up our hands, or when we are praying, when we are doing things in this world, see, God speaks to us, amen? It'll cause a spiritual release. There are things that happen in the spirit when you are fasting, when you are in your lowest moment, and you are hungrier than a dog, and you have just, you know, no, don't have any desire to read the Bible at that moment, but you are fasting and holding on to that. The angels of God are moving. There are things happening in the spirit. Amen? That's why this story is so important, that somehow there's a connection between what we do physically and what happens spiritually. What we do here with our physical bodies makes a difference of what happens in the unseen world. The angels were released into the battle when he raised his hands. Amen? And in Hebrews, I didn't give you the scripture, but in Hebrews it says that the angels are sent out to render services on behalf of those who inherit salvation. So there are angels sent out. When you're praying, when you're fasting, there are angels that are out there. They're moving in your behalf. There are things happening in the spirit. We cannot win these battles on our own. We cannot save the world in our flesh. But yet, what we do physically connects to what happens in the unseen world. We are co-laborers with God. Amen? The point here is that as long as Moses obeyed God, as long as he had his hands lifted, as long as he had that physical act going on, the battle was won. Amen? Now let's look at Daniel. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel, when he prayed and fasted, the Bible also says that the angels were dispatched. He was praying, he was fasting. Let's look at this in Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 through 13. We're going to read this because it talks about what he fasted and how he fasted, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But there are times when God calls for a physical act of obedience before he releases spiritual rewards. Because Jesus said it. He said, when you fast in secret, is that not a physical obedience? When you fast, he said that he's going to reward you openly. See, something is connected to what we do physically. So it matters. It matters what we do. Amen? Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 through 13 says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Now listen to what he did. He didn't fast. He wasn't on a complete fast. He said, I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He was basically, if you study it out, he's eating fruits and vegetables. That's all Daniel was eating, and drinking water. Now, I know when he says, I ate no pleasant food, I'm telling you, when I'm just eating fruits and vegetables, they sure seem pleasant to me. Amen. But it goes on, it says, now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Can you imagine hearing an angel speak? The sound of his voice like a voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. And stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. And then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, from the first day, Daniel, that you prayed, the first day that you were fasting, from the first day, amen, to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So he fasted for 21 days. I don't think he set a course, I'm going to fast for 21 days and see. He fasted until God showed up. He fasted. He was fasting and praying to hear from God. And that, and the angel said, if from the first day God heard those words, from the first day God heard the prayer for your children, for the prayer for your city, for the prayer for your job, for your finances, for the first day. But there was a warfare going on. What you do physically releases things in the spirit. It gives what you do physically in your prayer and your fasting. It's given angels power. It's like ammunition to the angels. Because one angel, Gabriel couldn't come alone. God had to send Michael to help him. So when you're fasting, know that there is a spiritual activity happening. And you may seem like you're under it. You may seem like, you know, there's a real battle. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amen? This time, we're going to be fasting for 21 days at Living Word Church. All of us here, I'm hoping you get on board in some way. And we'll talk about the different kinds of fast in a minute. But we have a lot of things on our website. But life is full of many, many choices. Family, friends, careers, commitments. And our calendars and schedules are so full. But we can do this, because even through all of our schedules, all of our busyness, I believe God is still talking, and it's time for us to get still and to hear his voice. Amen? He still can speak to us through all of the clutter. We're saying, God, for the next 21 days, I'm making a commitment to you. I'm not making a commitment to my pastors. I'm not making a commitment to the church. It's not my family. I'm making a commitment to you, God. I'm going to set myself aside and seek your face. And there will be things, we'll talk about that in a minute, that you're going to want to believe God for during this fast. But there's going to also be things that the Holy Spirit is going to give you. So make sure you always have a notebook with you. He'll be saying, you know, during this time, I need you to pray for this. He might say, during this time, I need you to pray for your pastor, because he needs some help with this. Amen? Or I need you to pray for somebody on your job. Or he's going to, you know, I need you to pray for your grandkids or somebody. He's gonna tell you things. Amen? I'm going to talk about fasting goals for a few minutes. You may never have heard of fasting for your goals before, but I've been listening to a lot of this, and this is a game-changing principle if you'll put it to work. Many of us have typical goals, you know. I want to pray an hour a day. I want to lose more weight. I want to get out of debt. I want to get closer to God, you know. But sometimes we're just not making much progress. And a lot of times it's because they're so vague. And a lot of times the reason why they're vague is we don't believe they're possible. All things are possible to them that believe. We don't believe, well, I've tried this, I can't do it. No. You need to start writing it down. Amen? We get vague. You know, how do you measure if you get closer to God? You know, is it just the goosebumps? Is it just the goosebumps? No, absolutely not. There are some vital keys to setting goals the right way. And it's never too early to fast or late to fast. If you don't, we're starting tomorrow. We're kicking it off tonight. Pastor will be preaching. But honestly, if something's going on and you want to start Wednesday, you can do that. You can fast throughout the years. Throughout the years. Amen? So it's never too late to change things in your life. Never, never too late. We're going to talk about Jacob in a minute and his encounter with God. Fasting can change things when added to prayer. And we're gonna lay out a few faith principles for you, okay? Get your notepad out, or you'll have to listen to this again on Facebook or I don't know if it's on our app. We're getting our app fixed, but I think they can still upload it. Are you ready? Number one, during your fast. Imagine it's December 2023. And you say, this has been the most phenomenal year of my life. What needs to happen for you to say that? What needs to happen for you to say that? Think about it. I'm going to ask you to set 7 to 10 goals this year. Now, it's been proven from what I hear and what I read that if you go beyond 10, you lose your focus. It's too many to commit to. And if you just, you know, I'm sure you can find 7 things that can change in your life, okay? Write them down. Get this. This is going to change everything. Because I've never done this before. But I heard it changes lives, and I'm doing it. Write them down every day for 30 days. Those 7 goals. Don't just write them down once. Write them down every day. Habakkuk says this, write the vision so you can run. Amen? Verse 2, it says, Habakkuk 2:2 says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Don't skip a day. Set an alarm on your phone as a reminder to write your goals. I want to pray an hour a day. I want to pray 30 minutes a day. Why? Because it gets so programmed into your subconscious mind and you get more determined than ever to check them off. Amen? I want to do this. I don't know what your goals are. I want my business to make $1 million this year. What is a phenomenal year for you? It doesn't have to, your phenomenal doesn't have to be measured to the person next to you. Amen? Just remember, thinking you can keep your goals in your head is just an excuse for not writing them down. And we have it in Scripture. Amen? Write it down. You want to run with it? Write it down. Are you serious about those goals? Get focused on it. Run with the vision. Amen. You may not have any idea how you can achieve those goals or those dreams or how they could come to pass, but write them down anyhow because the Holy Spirit will show you how to achieve those. Amen. Add pictures to your dream. You've heard of vision boards. Pastor Maureen and Pastor Tom, when they come, Pastor Maureen has always done a vision board. They have, I'm telling you, they are so spiritual. When we spend time with them, when we get in the car, from the minute we pick them up to the minute we drop them up, it's all the word, everything's the word. And I sit with Pastor Maureen, and she pulls out her paper out of her purse, which is a picture of her vision board at home. She doesn't go anywhere without a picture of her vision board through the years. They're on TV. They're honestly, their boys have taken over the church. They turned their church over to the church, the boys, a few years back, and they're reinventing. They're on TV. They're going all over the world. They go to Italy. They go all over the world to preach the gospel. They have this all in their vision. She explains everything, and this is what we're doing here, and this is what we're doing, and here's our TV studio, and here's this, and she has it, and she carries it with her, and she stays focused and has the scriptures that she's standing on. This is a faith principle. Amen? You know, add pictures to your dreams to match each one of your goals as if they are already achieved. And that's how she has those pictures. She has them on there as if they're already done. This is a faith principle. Amen? It, like if you're believing to get a certain car, or you're believing to be successful in your business, or believing for your kids to be serving God in church, you know, cut out their picture, put it in a, you know, cut out their body in a picture and get a church and paste your kid in church, carrying the offering bucket, whatever you need to do, you know, praying at the altar. There's ways you can get, hey, you can get creative with this. I've been thinking about a lot of these things. Amen? And then you got to declare them every single day. You see, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if you've got goals and visions written down, but you're saying the opposite, your tongue is taking you to where you're going. And Mark 11:23 says this, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done." If he believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You need to say something over your vision every day. Talk about it. Say something. It's important also, and I've learned this from our men and women of God, sow a financial seed for your dreams. See, the whole universe operates under the law of seed time and harvest. See, a farmer, he can't just believe God for corn. He can't just go out and start speaking for corn to grow. He's got to sow some seed into the ground and then cover that seed. Amen? You have to get a picture of, you know, some seed sown into the ground and write down what you're sowing it for it. Amen? And then what we're doing right now is declaring a fast. And you've heard Pastor Tom and Maureen talk about that a lot. Why declare a fast? Jensen Franklin said it's important to declare a fast because he said you want to bring spiritual increase in every area of your physical and spiritual life. Amen? God wants to bring spiritual increase. There's no greater benefit to fasting than getting closer to God. And so God is included with all of this. It's not some materialistic thing. It's not something. God is included with all of it. You want increase. You want God's increase. Did that help some of you? Yes. And I'm going to close with, well, I'm actually not going to close with this. I'm going to close with what we as a church are fasting for. I'll go through those quick, but it's going to be on the website. But I want to talk to you about a few benefits of fasting. Amen. Number one, when you fast, you have a deeper intimacy with God. Fasting and prayer will cause your relationship with the Lord to go to a whole new level. Amen. You're going to be more sensitive to his voice, and that leads to divine direction. Do you really want to hear from God? Write it down. Make it one of your goals. God, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice daily. Amen? Hallelujah. Another benefit is you will gain wisdom. When Daniel sought the Lord for help, he fasted for 21 days, and he gained it. He gained understanding and wisdom in the situation. God heard Daniel's heart. He saw his humility in fasting and sent an angel to help him. You know, it humbles yourself. When you humble yourself before God, when you have humility, that's not saying, oh, I'm so bad, God, I'm humbling. No, when you're fasting and praying, you're humbling yourself before God. You're seeking God. You're saying, God, you are more important than anything. Amen? So you'll increase in wisdom. You'll increase in understanding in different areas in your life. Amen? Believe that God will give you wisdom. Believe that he'll give you understanding. You know, the Bible says that God gave Solomon understanding as the sand on the seashore. I confess that all the time. God's no respecter of persons. This now here is a powerful reason you should fast, is you begin to take authority over strongholds. You know, some strongholds are stronger than others. You know, this prayer, this doubt doesn't come out by prayer and fasting. It says, you know, some strongholds are stronger than others, meaning they may have been nagging at you for a long time. It could be an addiction. It could be a weight loss battle. It could be a financial issue. It could be you're never able to get your business over the hump, or your marriage is never able to get to that place that it needs to get to, or it could be something. There's a stronghold over your children that can be broken through fasting. Amen? Fasting is a key to gaining victory over every stronghold in your life. And so you say, well, I fasted 21 days and I don't have the victory over this stronghold yet. Well, fast again. Keep praying. Keep believing. Even if you carry your prayer through. Amen? And then it also brings personal victories in your life. You may be praying for more discipline in your life. You may have felt like, you know, I feel so powerless. You've tried so many times before. You've tried to pray. You've tried to be spiritual. You've tried to not take drugs or not drink alcohol. I don't know. Everybody chooses. I'm not saying that alcohol is a sin or not, but I'm not a fan of alcohol. I don't believe God would want me to drink. Anyhow, it says, be not drunk with wine, but be drunk in the Spirit. But So anyhow, that kind of came out by accident, but anyhow, but this personal victories is discipline. You might feel powerless. Things that you've tried so many times before to cut out, to stop, and you honestly haven't been able to do it. Fasting can break that stronghold. Amen? After you declare a fast in your life, you're going to gain power in those areas where you struggled in the past. You'll gain power to overcome those. And another thing is you win battles that you don't even have to fight because God is fighting for you. Remember Jehoshaphat's battle, and he had to send the praises down. But before that, he had to fast and pray. He was losing the battle. He didn't know how he could win that battle, but he fasted, and God gave him the word that he needed to do to win that. What he needed to do, gave him the direction. What he needed to do to win that battle. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing is fasting puts you in alignment with God's assignment. Now, I don't know who I heard say that because I listened to so many things, but I thought that was awesome. Fasting puts you, that's on my fast. God, I want to be in alignment with your assignment. Amen? It's truly a supernatural experience, especially when you've wondered what God is doing in your life. Amen? So, here you go. You could go on a full fast where you only drink liquids. You can drink water for 21 days and it will not hurt you. I mean, I know some of you have to take medicine or your vitamins or whatever. Or you could just do shakes. Or you could do a Daniel fast. Basically, what that is abstaining from sweets and meats and you drink water. Many times I design my own fast, which includes refraining from specific foods. We've done fasts where I fast all day, and then I just eat for a two-hour span. You just fast till 5 o'clock and then just eat from 5 to 7. Or you just fast the most important, like what meal do you love? Do you love to get up and eat breakfast? If you hate to eat breakfast, then don't fast breakfast. But if you love breakfast, then fast breakfast. If you love your dinner when you get home from work, oh, I just can't wait, I'm going to mix that salad up, throw that steak on, whatever, then maybe you need to fast your dinner. Or you could fast one meal a day, or you could just do fruits and vegetables. And honestly, I just gave you a little bit of that. If it means something to you, it means something to God. Amen? And so a lot of this information is going to be on our website. Even Pastor Tom, they've done a health juice that we took for a long time. We started on a fast, and we took it for probably a year, just every single day. It's a health juice. But they would drink that juice on their fast, so that recipe's on there. But there's also other ideas to help you on the website. Okay? Here we go. Are you getting something? Because I really wanted to help you this morning. I just didn't want to stir you up and just leave you, okay. This is something that's important. Visit with the Lord through prayer as often as you can throughout the day. Amen? Get away from the normal distractions as much as possible and keep your heart and your mindset on seeking God's face. Now, don't do that at the inconvenience of your family or your job. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go meet God. No, that's like letting the world know what you're doing. But you try to find that time. Amen? Keep your expectancy high, because I believe 2023 is going to be a what? A phenomenal year. A phenomenal year. These are the things that we're fasting for. Hopefully I can get through these in just a couple of minutes. We're doing pretty good here. We're fasting for our children. Fasting for your children, the burden for our kids, they never leave. I don't know about you, but don't you want your children to walk the right way? They're never too old. They're never too old to fast and to pray for them, and they need your prayers. Parents, they need you to petition God. I don't care how old they get. I pray that God would touch them and fill him with the Holy Spirit. You've got to pray for your children. I don't care how old they are. Amen? Ezra 8:21 says, "And thereby the Ahava Canal, I gave the orders for all of us to fast and humble ourselves before God. We prayed that he would give us a safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we traveled." We pray protection over your children. I don't care how your children are living. If you're the parent, you can cover them. You can stand in the gap. You can keep those angels contending with the angels that are contending with them. Fight for them. Get focused on your children, even when your children are little. I mean, we confess the word every day over our kids when they were in the belly. Amen? Yeah. Isaiah 49:25 says this, "But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children." There's crazy things going on in this world today, and our children need our covering. If we're fighting a spiritual battle, you can imagine what they're fighting, and they don't even know, especially if they're not in church. They don't even know what they're fighting. This world, our children need our prayers. Amen? So we're believing for deliverance to come to our household, our extended families, every household in our city, and from the power of the enemy. And there's another scripture we have. All of these scriptures are on our website, Esther 4:16. She basically fasted for her children, for her family, her extended family, all of the Jews. Also, we are fasting for fresh encounters with God. And listen, I've got a few things here that are important, but this is where the unction came on me when I was praying, when I was saying, "God, what is it? Is there something we need to?" And it came in my spirit, fresh encounters with God. And I'm not going to read the scripture, but if you remember, Jake, even, you know, a lot of kids have grown up in church. Jacob grew up in church. Moses, well, he didn't grow up in church, but he ended up finding God, amen? But he had a fresh encounter with God at the burning bush. But Jacob, when he was being chased by Laban, he was going back, and his brother wanted to kill him and his family. He sent his family ahead, and he stayed. Read the scripture. It's in Genesis 32, 24 through 30. I don't want to read the whole thing here. And he took the time to pray and to seek God. And in verse 30, it says, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And that day, Jacob had a fresh encounter with God. And do you know how old Jacob was? You know, a lot of times, you know, oldies think, well, you know, time has passed me. I guess I've missed God. Listen, Jacob was in his 70s when he was going back and he left Laban. Actually, I'm sorry, he was in his 70s when he went to Laban and met Rachel. He was in his 90s when he was going back. And he had a fresh encounter with God. It doesn't matter whether you're young, whether you're old. Our kids need fresh encounters. We all need a fresh encounter with God. Encounters change our life. It changed the Apostle Paul's life. It changed Jacob. It changed Moses. It changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel. Amen? It changed Peter in the upper room. Amen? It changed Peter. We're believing for increased presence of God in our service. All of these have scriptures on them on our website. For an abundant harvest of souls, we're believing for church finances to do all that God has called us to do so that we can have an abundance for every good work. We're believing for financial breakthrough for Living Word and the members. Declare over the church that all our needs are met, that we have more than enough to do all that God has called us to do as a church body. Amen. We're believing for an abundant harvest of workers, and I've got scriptures on there, Matthew and in Exodus. We're believing for the healing of our land and revival in New England. Amen? And it's just, if you go on, you can just, you can look at the scriptures, and we're going to be having prayer every Monday through Saturday. Okay, so let me tell you, can we have those times up there? Every Monday, well, this it's for the Bible school students, but if you would like to show up from 6 to 7, you can do that. You just got to leave when Bible school starts, okay? But every Monday for the next 3 weeks, Bible school, we're going to have prayer. We're going to be praying over these things. Every Tuesday from 7 to 8, Jody Pinarello is going to be here at 7 to 8, and she's going to be running Tuesday morning prayer. Got that right? Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30, it's Sister Pastor Laurie, but also Shireen and Emmanuel. We had our schedule full, but we're gonna meet and talk about that. Okay, so they're gonna be there as well, helping Sister Pastor Laurie. Wednesday, Pastor Mike Faherty. Thursday, Pastor Ed. Friday, Seth. How many of you know Seth, our youth leader? Where are you, Seth? He's in here somewhere. But anyhow, he's. Your worship team can come on up. And then Saturday morning, it says Sister Pastor Laurie, but that's not right. It's Kathy Army, right? Am I right, girls? Saturday morning from 8 to 9, that is going to be Kathy Army. So all of these are going to be filled, and that covers every day of the week. That's pretty good, amen? If you can come more than one day, yeah, you need to clap because all these people are stepping up big time. It's going to be happening for the next 3 weeks. So if you if you're ready to step in and do something, maybe you don't even know what you can do. I want you to stand up real quick. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you this morning. Is Pastor Ed up here? Hallelujah. Just, you know, I don't care if you're going to pay. I know you can all fast candy. Oh, Pastor Judy, I don't ever eat candy. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Who does never eat candy? That's good. Amen? Cut it all out. Just you know, everybody needs to go on their Facebook page and say, listen, I'm not going to be on social media for 21 days. You say, oh, but Pastor Judy, there's some good spiritual stuff on there. Well, you can either read that or you can hear it from heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pray for you right now. We're going to pray for the grace to be upon you. I believe this fast will be like no other fast. I believe the grace of God will be upon you. I believe the ability of God. Say the ability of God. It's not in your ability, but it's in his ability. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Living Word Church, we come before you, every single one of us that makes up this church. And we declare a fast for the next 21 days, beginning tomorrow. And Father, we ask for the anointing. We ask for your grace. We pray for every family in this congregation for 2023. We speak blessings over them. We speak that this will be a spiritual year like no other, Father, that they'll hear your voice. They'll be in your presence. We pray, Father, that every need will be met. We Hallelujah. Speak, Father, divine health over every person, and as their pastors, we cover them in your word. And we thank you, Father, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. You have already provided it, and we speak 2023 as a year of health in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We declare every sickness and disease, it dies, it cannot stay in Jesus' name over these families. Father, and I just thank you. I thank you for it. And I praise you for what you are doing and what 2023 is going to look like. I see the end. I see revival. I see an awakening. I see souls coming into the kingdom of God. I see our kids on fire for God. I thank you, Lord. We see it. We see your will and your plan in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.